Hello, my name's Sara Gibbon. I'm an Associate Professor of Medical Anthropology at UCL and convener of the Biosocial Birth Cohort Research Network. With my collaborator Rosie Matters, I'm delighted today to be providing some further reflections on the presentation given by Elizabeth Roberts, an anthropologist, and Mara Tellez-Rojo, an epidemiologist, as part of our discussion in the network regarding methodologies for working with or on birth cohorts that took place in June 2020. So their presentation, entitled Multidisciplinary Environmental Health Birth Cohort Research in Mexico City, provided an important opportunity to understand the temporal trajectory and careful, detailed and patient work that is entailed in developing and aligning different methodologies in birth cohort research. We heard how in the context of three different research initiatives, this collaboration has emerged initially somewhat in parallel, but 7 years since the start of their dialogue is now facilitating projects such as that on Water Trust in Mexico City that are truly impressive in their collaborative scope, productively aiming to bring together, in this case, ethnographic, biological and water data. We learnt much, I think, about how the effort to align and make not only methodologies, but also different objects of research and frames or forms of knowing speak to each other, takes time and shared willingness to collaborate. We also heard more about the innovation at stake in what Liz Roberts calls bioethnography, that is explicitly symmetrical in the way that it approaches both ethnographic and biological data, and in that sense biosocial both in content and practice. The utility of bioethnography is powerfully evident in how careful, time-consuming, small-scale ethnographic research in neighbourhoods, which reveals the protective effects of exposure to toxic waste, has been subsequently productively linked to lead blood biomarker measurements. Such findings raise new questions and avenues of investigation for both epidemiology and anthropology, and are really testament to the hypothesis-generating aim of bioethnography.
Hi, I'm Rosie Mathers. I'm Assistant Coordinator for the Biosocial Birth Cohort Research Network and have collaborated with Sara Gibbon to research participants' experiences of taking part in multi-generational longitudinal birth cohorts using ethnographic research methods. To follow on from Sara's reflections, we were particularly struck by how bioethnographic methods are used within the Element cohort study to address such a wide variety of research questions based on themes as broad in scope from toxicity, gendered sleep, cooking practices, water trust, and neighbourhood safety. The use of interdisciplinary methods in these contexts allows a greater interrogation into both the social components and the biological constituents behind disease, and how these often conceptually separated areas tangibly combine and interweave to result in situated pathologies. We were particularly inspired by how Liz and Mara's methodology reframed a typically social phenomena, namely trust, into a quantifiable exposure measure. This was arrived at by recognising the ways in which participants' distrust of local water sources leads them to preference the consumption of soda and sugary drinks. Such an ethnographic investigation into why soda consumption is so high was then measured epidemiologically by tracking associated pathologies such as obesity and diabetes. Thus, trust becomes an exposure measure which can be captured using epidemiological biomarkers. This innovative approach is particularly exciting to the development of interdisciplinary research, as it provides scope to re-examine and potentially even reclassify previously determined biological or social experiences.
As well as our comments and reflections, we also have a number of questions that we hope will stimulate further critical reflection and discussion. We wondered in particular about how innovation in collaboration and the productive alignment of research methodologies, such as in the project on Water Trust in Mexico City, made it easier or more challenging to ensure that findings speak to public health. How, for instance, is the possibility of redesigning water access and provision facilitated by the collaborative approach in the NEST SMX project? Secondly, the emerging relevance of neighbourhood across these different projects was fascinating. In many ways, the question of place is, of course, not a new variable when we think about the focus on community in early 20th century life course or longitudinal research. But neighbourhood brings a new valence to thinking through inequalities and questions of exposure, whilst also foregrounding everyday lived experiences. We wondered about what kind of new opportunities for innovation in biosocial research and method is facilitated by a focus on neighbourhood, particularly in the effort to align the epidemiological with the ethnographic.
Liz and Mara's presentation gave exciting examples of how ethnographic methods can speak back to epidemiology. But we also wondered how far this symmetrical analysis could go in furthering the current ways in which epidemiological research might respond back to ethnography. Rather than taking epidemiological findings as an ethnographic starting point, what other ways might quantitative data fill in, extend, and meet with the qualitative in these projects? Finally, in response to the final slide of the presentation on the challenges of collaboration, we were interested in how career clashes, needs, and expectations played out during these projects, and in particular, how and whether cross-disciplinary stereotypes were manifested, challenged, and resolved.